Morning, everyone. There is this interesting question of what we know nowadays as egg matzah. Is a person allowed to have egg matzah on Pesach? So at first glance, you say, I don't understand. There's only a prohibition to eat chametz, and egg matzah is definitely not chametz. So why should it be an issue whatsoever? And so the reason why is very simple. So let's say a person goes ahead and decides to change all of the basic ingredients for matzah, meaning that you have flour and water. That's what matzah has been for thousands of years. And then all of a sudden, someone says, well, instead of using water, what if I want to use eggs? Or what if I want to use juice or something like that. So the reason why this is an issue is because, as a general rule, matzah is what we call lechem oni, right? It's poor man's bread. But when it comes to matzah that's made with other fancy ingredients like eggs or juice, etc., so it becomes lechem ashira, becomes a rich man's bread. And so therefore, as a general rule, the poskim were very strict when it comes to eating egg matzah. People should not go ahead and partake of this matzah, even though it says kosher l'Pesach, even though it says it's totally fine. It's not really appropriate. The only people who are allowed to partake of it is are individuals who are a little bit ill, who for whatever reason cannot palate the regular eating of matzah. And the reason why is simple, is because at the end of the day, this is a large stringency that we have, that we do not partake of this. But if you absolutely need it for sustenance, then since it is not actually chametz, it is permissible to go ahead and partake of it. There is this interesting question of, well, what about matzah's mitzvah? Meaning the first two nights of Pesach, when you have this obligation to eat matzah, so are you allowed to use egg matzah? And the simple answer is absolutely not, because at the end of the day, the only way to fulfill the obligation of eating the mitzvah matzah is to have lechem oni. So that means it has to just be flour and water, very simple. But at the end of the day, again, for sustenance it's okay, but to fulfill any sort of mitzvah it's not. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.